tenant, like a person who rents it, like a rent house.
Yeah, I didn't mean tenant. Tenement? Or did you call the person a tenement?
I called him a tenant. I thought you said tenant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What about tenement?
No.
Not me, by the way. Okay. Do you know the word flat in reference to apartments?
Yeah, like, is my, you know, a flat or something like that.
What would a flat be like?
Just a small apartment.
Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of a floor?
You know, like a big apartment?
Yeah.
That'd be a townhouse, probably.
Okay. Does a penthouse mean anything?
We don't have very many penthouses around here.
What would you say one is?
You know, like in a high built, you know, like up north, you got the penthouses.
Would they necessarily be at the top of the
Yes.
building? Okay. In apartment complexes, you usually have a man whose job is to, you know, make electrical repairs, plumbing repairs, that kind of thing. What would you call him?
Like a janitor? I mean, a maintenance man.
Yeah.
Things like that.
What about in some complexes, you have a man who actually has an apartment there. He lives there on the complex, and he's responsible for showing people around, you know, prospective
manager,
tenants. Yeah.
Things like that.
Would you ever call a person like that the resident manager?
Mostly just manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Get on something a little different. What about just different kinds of equipment that you would use to take care of a lawn or garden?
Lawnmower, edger, shears, clippers, rake, shovel,
okay.
Hoe.
Okay. Now, lawnmower. Do you make distinction between the kind that's powered by a motor and the kind of old-fashioned kind you have to get out and wrestle with?
Well, I know the type you're talking about. I hadn't seen one in a long time, like a push mower.
Right.
But there's a bigger, like, self-propelled or push type.
Okay.
And you get the riding mower.
Yeah, okay. Do you make a basic distinction between a push mower without the mower and having another name for the one with the mower? You got a push mower, you got a...
You mean one with the motor, but the one without?
Yeah.
What, the one without would be the push.
And the other one you call it?
Really, they're about the same thing.
Okay.
Just same name for them.
Do you ever say power mower?
Yeah, power mower.
Okay. And well, another one I don't think you mentioned that you might use for if you're planting a garden to turn the soil?
Tiller.
Yeah, okay. And something that you would use if you're working in your garden that's about this long, it's got a handle on it. I have to squat down to work with it to dig up a place if you're planting bulbs or something like that.
Hand shovel, spade.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you may want with one that's like that, about that size, but it has three or four prongs on it for digging.
Hand rake.
Okay. Have you ever heard of trowel, hand trowel, or hand fork?
When I think of a trowel, I think of something, you know, to do with mortar, you know.
Yeah, right.
One of those, but not for anything in the garden.
Well, you don't know hand fork or anything like that?
Just hand, you know, hand rake.
Hand rake. Okay. Speaking of rakes, are there different names for, let's say, the type that you might use for leaves and a heavier type?
Well, you got a bamboo rake, which whether it's made of, has metal, I guess you could say, fingers on it or not, and then you got the rock rake or a yard rake, you know, it's got just the steel prongs.
Right. Okay. And trimmer, you mentioned, does it make any difference what you call it?